You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. More than a dozen years ago, ASU launched its Performance in the Borderlands initiative. The artists who come here are part of the initiative's mission to understand and promote cultural performance in the borderlands. This season will include theater as a tool of social engagement and a piece called Nogales, which will look into a 2012 death along the border. With me to talk more about Performance in the Borderlands are its producing director, Mary Stevens, and Tiffany Lopez, director of ASU School of Film, Dance, and Theater. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Good morning.
And Mary, let's start with Performance in the Borderlands, how the series is presented. I'm really curious about interactivity because art seems to be one of those things that, yes, you can observe something, but if you really feel like you're engaging with the artist, there's even more there.
Yeah, what we've found, I agree with you, and I think that's one of the core values of Performance in the Borderlands is working with community members to produce the work itself. So it isn't just about bringing people and visiting and creating passive audiences. It's about really thinking about how we cross those borders between audience and performer and how our audiences are also knowledge bearers. And so I think that's an exciting proposition for this year.
In what ways has it evolved?
Well, 10 years ago, we were just talking about this. You know, it was a visionary creation from its founder, Ramon Rivera Severa, 10 years ago. And this, I think when we look at it now, 10 years later, it's become very much a community-based movement. I think it originated in a small way at ASU, but it was very impactful on the campus. And what we've been able to do is move it from the campus into communities, building from the community up.
And Tiffany, how does this fit into the broader vision you have? Now, having been at ASU for a couple of months.
So coming to ASU from 21 years in the University of California, I think one of the things that strongly attracted me to come here to Arizona State University is precisely the community partnerships the university has, along with its commitment to access and really training our students to be global thought leaders and to have pipelines into immediately knowing what kind of jobs they want to enter. And half the jobs they'll enter haven't even been created yet. So I think the conversation about knowing your community, being able to be exposed to the arts as an engine for thinking with agility, being able to innovate, but also think about how your work emanates from the community you live in. Those are all reasons why Performance in the Borderlands is a very important cornerstone part of the School of Film, Dance, and Theater.
Let me ask you a similar question to what I asked Mary, which is the importance of that interactivity, the idea that it's not a passive effort here.
Well, last night we had an incredible panel at the Phoenix Center for the Arts with one of our resident artists, Marta Gonzalez of Quetzal, who's visiting through a residency sponsored by ASU Gamage in conjunction with Performance in the Borderlands. And it was a really exciting panel because the theater was full and it had a wide variety of people coming in from the Phoenix community who are already engaged in the arts, but people also very much curious about what the arts, what's happening in the arts. And I think the energy in that room, that's exactly the kind of energy we want to create around these partnerships. The conversations, the questions people asked about really how do we pursue our work with a sense of accountability and responsibility to carving a path for what we would describe as bettering the community, the public good. It was an incredible evening of conversation.
So I don't want to say this is then a redefinition, Mary, of what the arts can be, but is that also part of that evolution? This idea that it's not a background part of our lives. It should be a centerpiece as far as how we determine our direction in some ways.
Yeah, I think maybe it's not a redefinition because if we look at the diverse communities, not only in Arizona, but nationwide and across the world, art has been a part of communities and especially communities in struggle. So I definitely want to uplift those folks that have been doing this work for many, many years. I think what it's doing is it's reconnecting us. Maybe that's the way that I would understand it, to the potential of art to impact our lives. So rather than sort of seeing it on a wall or watching it, we think, wow, there's something creative happening and I can be a part of that and I am a part of that. So for me, I think of it as honoring the people already doing the work and reconnecting with what art can be. And I think the School of Film, Dance, and Theater is very much immersed as a school, I think, in that level of questioning, not just Performance in the Borderlands.
And Tiffany, what about, I'm going to use controversy advisedly, but how important is it that art is controversial or thought-provoking?
I think art, by definition, it will push people to think in new ways. And I don't think art is doing its job if it's not provoking us in some way. I think when we think about being provoked and think about controversy, we often think about it in negative ways. But if we are not training our leaders of tomorrow and our future students to, from the beginning, understand how to have a sense of voice. And we know a lot of our students right now in our communities, especially our communities of struggle and communities left on the margins through lack of funding for early education, the arts are a really important way to give them a sense of voice. But I think the arts are a really important engine for inquiry. And inquiry will always entail questions, and questions will always lead to us thinking through things in very complicated ways that can cause discomfort. But I think what we want for our future leaders and students is a comfort with being uncomfortable, a comfort with discomfort, because we have to be able to navigate through that to arrive at true innovation and advancement.
And Mary, what do you think about that? Yeah.
I would agree with Tiffany, and I think that that is very much the role of art. I often think of art is the gift of art, and the unique gift of art for me personally is thinking about the scripts that we have every day then twisted and reopened and reimagined. And for me, that is the distinct role of art, is it allows us to see the everyday in a new way. And I think when we're thinking about controversy or we're thinking about political topics, oftentimes we get mired in the same rhetoric and the same devices and the same script. And artists allow us to see that and expose it, or, you know, good art, I think, allows us to see things in a new way and perhaps see a different potential. And I think that's what's exciting about the artists that we have coming this season, because they're all concerned with reimagining. And again, this is, I think this is very much a Haida wide, you know, the School of Film, Dance, Theater. We have so many great faculty and students doing this work. And I think we're well situated in a conversation school wide that's thinking about how art serves the communities that we work with every day.
And ASU is particularly invested in thinking about how we partner artists and creative thinkers with those who are engineers and working through other problems. And I think scholars and artists, they're approaching some of our most pressing problems just through a different lens. And when we get the chance through our community partnerships, and Performance in the Borderlands is one of our strongest vehicles for our community partnerships through the arts, when we put those people in a room together, that's that diversity of voices, really looking at the local and thinking about it in terms of the trans-global, the transnational. Those become very powerful engines for us to address problems. And Phoenix is one of the six largest cities. It's a border adjacent city, and we really can be global thought leaders because we're dealing with issues that other cities and other geographic locations are dealing with around sustainability, about the environment, about geography. I think that that's where the arts become very important.
Mary, just a few seconds on that. Follow, would you?
And I think piggybacking off of what Tiffany is saying is, I'm thinking about our season, and issues of sustainability are at the core of this, issues of race and class, issues of belonging and disbelonging are at the core of this season, and I'm very excited that we get to launch it.
Mary Stevens is producing director of ASU's Performance in the Borderlands Initiative. Tiffany Lopez is the relatively new director of ASU School of Film, Dance, and Theater. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.